to Be Me episode number 4. Today is the 22nd of September 2020, and I'm your host, Angel. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, sows. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai.
Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Let's face it.
Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example,
while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet.
So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. One of the largest events organized by CAOS is Optics Day, a celebration of the 50th anniversary of UCF and the College of Optical Sciences. This is a great opportunity for the community to get to know the University of Florida School of Optic Sciences and its faculty and staff better through lectures, guided tours, optics demonstrations and more. This year's Optics Day has also been expanded to a full week of activities to mark the 50th anniversary of UCF's. Hundreds of students, from elementary to graduate school, are participating in lectures, demonstrations and lab tours, which are held by CAOS students in collaboration with the College of Optical Sciences and the University of Florida School of Optic Sciences. The Society supports the publication of the lectures in the framework of the ASI Chair Epic Series Health Sciences. All papers are approved for publication in the Journal of Optics and Photonics, an open-access journal. Once the opt-out option had passed the last deadline, all papers were made available online for free. In addition, all abstracts selected for oral presentation will be published in an abridged version in the Journal of Optics and Photonics as part of the EPIC series. Further information on psychometric analysis is provided in a separate essay and in an article on the cover of the journal. The online test format for forced selection allows you to send a quick summary of your results to your teacher by email. It allows you to quickly summarize the results you can send to the instructor via email, as well as a full report of the test results in the online test formats. Formats of online forced choice testing allow you to quickly summarize your results, which can be sent to you by email and as part of an online test report. Based on a sample of 23,645 students, we found a Cronbach alpha coefficient of 78%, and there was no significant difference in test results between online and offline test formats. The test was developed with the aim of acquiring and writing the articles and collecting evidence of reliability and validity. There was no agreement among the assessors on which topics were missing, although some rating agencies said they felt inadequate on the scale. Sometimes it is not enough to disable the display features connector in the Google Analytics options. Fixed an important bug that would render the entire plugin useless if GDPR compliance is disabled. Add feature to disable the code from WordPress administrators completely, but others logged in on users are still being tracked. Optimize the analytics by simply entering the tracking ID and letting the plugin do the rest and optimize the analytics for you. Host Analytics is a cool plugin for WordPress. It allows you to enable or disable Google Analytics integration with your WordPress site as well as a variety of other plugins. Download the Analytics, JS and GTAGJS files from the server and place the necessary code in the header and footer of your topic. The status bar now shows the date and time, formatted according to the location you choose in WordPress, as well as the title of the post. The complete analytics optimization suite for WordPress offers you the best of both worlds, maximum compatibility with all WordPress security features. Add options and change the directory where analytics, JS is stored to WP, change, directory, to, WPS. After activation, it automatically downloads the latest version of analytics, JS from Google servers and places the necessary tracking code in your WordPress theme header. This allows you to track your visitors, minimize DNS requests, and still follow Google recommendations with the customized version. Keep your analytics up to date by using the latest features and product updates. By loading the tracking code in the footer of your theme, you can easily remove rendering blockages such as page loading times, page crashes, and other problems with your website. You can also change the order of the script queues if you find that another JavaScript might interfere with the execution of the Google Analytics tracking code. You can set the cookie expiry time as long as you want it to set a number, but we suggest keeping the default of 10 to ensure that the scripts are triggered before anything else. If you want to configure CAOS as a cookie notice, you can choose when the cookie is set and when it has a value. If you wanted to disable the display feature when you set the cookies and set them for remarketing or advertising in the Google Analytics dashboard, disable them to provide you with the best user experience without sacrificing the features of Google Analytics. We do not download any tracking code. Minimal Analytics uses only the code you need and nothing else, and we eliminate the entire library that is no longer loaded. This has been Close to Be Me, Episode 4. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.